UN President Yeremich arrived at Mount Everett Regional School in Sheffield via helicopter on Tuesday afternoon after a luncheon and a meeting with a handful of students at the school's Model United Nations Club. He addressed a larger group of high schoolers in the auditorium.
Thank you very much for this most kind introduction, and thank you for the exceptionally warm welcome.
The Serbian politician spoke about his role as the 67th president of the United Nations General Assembly and fielded questions from students about the need for reforms to the United Nations Security Council, the conflict in Syria, and a more general question as to why and how conflicts begin.
Some people feel oppressed in the world, and that the only way for them to gain their freedom is to fight for it. Some people feel that they are underprivileged in terms of the division of wealth and the way that they've been exploited over many decades and centuries. Some people feel threatened because they think that there are others out there to oppress them in terms of how they want to lead their lives, and sometimes they're right.
Yeremich also explained how the United Nations can help create peace.
What we're trying to do in the United Nations is to first and foremost make those problems more visible, to make them a topic of discussion for the international family, to name and shame if we can do anything more about it, but to create an international alliance, if you will, not only of countries, but also citizens and the non-governmental organizations and human rights activists and media and whatnot, to try and, first of all, shed more light to the fact that the world is unfortunately beset by the problems.
After the presentation, Yeremich said that he doesn't often get the chance to speak with students at the high school level, but he sees a value in communicating with the next generation.
Yes, we do have to spend a lot of time dealing with the issues of the day, what I call from time to time firefighting. But you also have to make an investment, long-term investment, strategic investment in the human resources, in the people who will be leading this country or any other country.
The Serbian ambassador to the United States, Vladimir Petrovic, also joined President Yeremich on his visit to Mount Everett High School. The visit was organized by sophomore student Michael Whitaker. Whitaker, a founding member of the Mount Everett Model UN Club, said that his grandmother knows the family of Yeremich and that he sent an email to Yeremich asking if he could visit. Whitaker said that he thought it would be a long shot to get Yeremich to address the students.
I think I kind of speak for the rest of the Model UN Club. Like, I can't really comprehend how serious this is. All the teachers say, like, this is the biggest thing to happen to Berkshire County, probably in the last decade, if ever. And it's just incredible for me to be able to speak with him and speak to the Serbian ambassador to the United States, Mr. Petrovic. It's all been a wonderful experience.
Outgoing superintendent of the Southern Berkshire Regional School District, Dr. Michael Singleton, agreed that the visit was one of the highlights of his 43 years of public education.
To have these two gentlemen, these two dignitaries, come and visit and be here with our students and to answer questions, it was a pretty special day.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.